Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP once again today. Crazy day yesterday of sports. You had
Toby
great round
Alberhauser.
One. Yeah, Alberhauser.
However JP
says
it. Spells it.
Well, first of all, it's not surprising at all that JP can't figure out how to spell someone's name or say someone's name.
Hey, Lanfield, did you hear? I told you yesterday JP spelled Toby name A-L-B-E-R-E-R-O-H-O-U-S-E-R. How the hell you get that out of Altizer?
I'm not sure how we got it, but I'm not sure how a lot of stuff that JP ends up.
Oh, boy. That is interesting, boy.
Good to be in once again here on a Friday. Plenty to talk about today. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Tony East. He covers the Indiana Pacers. He's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. I want to know from the people in Indiana if this team is a little bit surprising. So we'll ask him about that coming up at 11 at noon. Channing Crowder from the Pivot Podcast.
Of course they're going to say no, they're not surprised. They expected this.
I don't know, man. I think this is a little bit of a surprising run. At noon, Channing Crowder going to join us. We'll get set for the Commanders and Dolphins coming up in Madrid, Spain. You going to that game, B. Mitch? You going to be out there
yes.
in Spain? Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Hell yes.
I'm going to see if I can make it out to that one as well. So we'll talk with Channing Crowder about that coming up at 1 o'clock as a Friday staple, Ask B. Mitch Anything. But we got to start last night. How much of the Stanley Cup did you watch last night?
Just a little bit. But you know what? Hey, I expected to see the Oilers come back and try to do it. I thought that the Panthers would be too much.
I mean, up 3-0 after one period.
You got the best player in hockey. And if you got to either stop him, or if you try to stop him too much, you'll allow the other people to get going, and that happened. But one thing about this, about hockey, a 3-1 lead is not safe. A 2-0 lead is not safe because they're coming. At that point, when you're up 3-1, 2-0, they score one goal. All the pressure goes
yeah.
to you. You know, now it's 3-2. A 2-2, you go, oh, hell. A 2-1. You'll be, oh, hell, what's going to happen right now? And then you start getting on your heels, and they go more aggressive, and they get you.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy last night to see. So Florida's up 3-0 after one period. And then after two periods, Edmonton had tied it up at 3-3. And then you had Edmonton score with about 7 minutes to go. And then with 20 seconds left, Florida ties it up. And then Edmonton ends up winning about 9-10 minutes into overtime. I mean,
the way it goes, I think when we look at these games, it's going to either be a blowout by Florida or a close win by Edmonton.
I mean, you've kind of nailed it because so far this series, you had a 4-3 overtime win for Edmonton in game one. Game two was a double overtime win for the Panthers. And then game three was the blowout that you're talking about, 6-1 Panthers. Mm-hmm. And then game four to tie it up again, Oilers win again in overtime. I mean, this has been an incredible series. Three games going to overtime, one game going to double overtime. And honestly, I think
three games, one double overtime, and two overtimes. That right there, four games with two overtimes, one double overtime. Hell, that's a whole two series.
Right.
Of hockey.
Yeah, that's crazy, and it's been good. And I think the NBA Finals, even though it's maybe not the teams that people are super familiar with, I think
people
that series has been good.
They're in the NBA, and they got damn good players, so get used to it. Because the big cities are not going to always be winning anymore.
Yeah, and I think that the NBA finds itself in an interesting spot with their series, because I think you look at the basketball is good, the teams are good, but I don't think that they've marketed these stars that are in this series enough. They're kind of forced to with this. Even though SGA was the MVP, it still doesn't feel like he got the recognition that he deserved. Tyrese Halliburton was voted most overrated. Now he's showing what he can do.
We don't market the players per se, but they say the NBA is ran by the stars. But when you start getting to the finals and all that, we market cities. And you got to get past that. Like, you're seeing exceptional basketball in this final.
100%.
We've seen some lackluster games when we see some of the bigger cities in it, but you're seeing exceptional basketball. These guys play both ends of the court. They're not just playing offense and not caring on defense. Both teams are trying both ends. And if you want to get more people back, because people are leaving the game of basketball because they don't give a damn throughout the season. They just play offense. Nobody plays defense. A team could come out one night and score 150. The next night they score 70 and lose by 50. You know, it makes no damn sense. And until they start playing like these two teams are doing, they're going to keep losing fans.
Yeah, I like the way that this series has been played, where you're getting up and down the floor. You're playing with some pace, but you're not just heaving threes every time down the floor either. I think
they get the right shot. Like, they will make that extra pass, and because somebody will be open, but hell, he's right under the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
They get it to him. They don't feel they have to score, just shoot threes.
One thing that I've hated that has been kind of a talking point around, I mean, I know you're a big analytics guy, B-Mitch. I know you love the analytics of every sport, right? But I think one thing that's been crazy to see with how basketball's evolved is that essentially people are saying that the mid-range jumper is a very, very bad shot, just in terms of the percentage that you're going to make it and all this stuff. You can't watch this NBA Finals series and watch SGA and tell me that mid-range jumpers are bad.
Let me tell you, scoring is the key to the game. All right, and whether you score two or you score three, if you score is what matters, right? I don't understand why we feel you have to only score three. Well, if you keep taking threes, now let's be real. There are some guys who are exceptional shooting, and those guys shoot 40%.
Mm-hmm.
How about the guys that still shoot 7, 8 three-pointers, and they shoot 20-some percent? But the guy that take those twos, he's shooting 80%. Which one you want? You want a guy to take 9 threes and hit 20%, or a guy to take 10 twos and hit 80%?
Yeah, and I think
just, you know,
I think overall, seeing just the way that the game has evolved has been frustrating, but I think this has been a good series, like you were saying, to kind of get back to the way that basketball once was, where it's ball movement, it's working together as a team, it's getting the open shot. If that open shot's a three, that's fine. There's no problem with that.
Yeah.
But it's not just forcing a three to force one. It's not forcing the action just because you're the star player. It's working together as a team, and each team has a star. SGA is the bigger star in the series, but Tyrese Halliburton came out very aggressive in game three. We'll see how he looks tonight in game four. But I think this has been a fun series to watch because you have more than just the stars showing up, and those are always the fun stories to follow in championships, whether it's you got stories like Timmy Smith for the Redskins back in the day, right? Like, guys that you weren't expecting to come through in big-time moments. I think those are what are cool to see. And so seeing guys like Benedict Mathurin show up the other night for the Indiana Pacers, seeing guys show up like Alex Caruso for the Thunder, I think that's cool to go along with the stars playing at a star level.
Yeah, but when a guy is picked 6 overall, he's supposed to be able to play. And Mathurin, we probably never heard his name, but hell, he was chosen because they felt he had exceptional ability. I still ask this question. There are so many analytics telling you to shoot so many more threes. The people that leads the league normally average like 31, 32 points a game. Why is it the dude that wasn't shooting a lot of threes still was averaging 35, 36, Michael Jordan, when he was taking a lot of twos? You know, and they were like, well, he can't shoot threes. Well, he shot and showed you he could shoot threes. But he kept taking the shots that were more efficient.
yeah.
than the ones that were forced up. And we have a lot of people today that shoot threes that aren't damn good at it. Because Steph can hit from anywhere doesn't mean everybody that's on the basketball court should shoot from anywhere.
You want to know my analytical frustration with basketball, B-Mitch? Mm-hmm. How many times you watching an NBA game and you get to the end of a quarter, there's like 33 seconds left, team just made a bucket so they're inbounding from their own baseline, and someone runs down and heaves a three with 30 seconds on the clock so they can get the quote-unquote two-for-one.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
They can go down and get a layup go down again and stop them and then stop and try. But
you end up with two bad possessions over one good one.
Yeah, but that's why the guys that sit behind the computer with their little glasses on, you know, and a little pencil behind their ear want to tell the guys who actually know about the game how to play it because the numbers say it. Numbers don't score no damn points.
That's true. Oh. That's true. Yeah, I'm excited to watch game four tonight, and Stanley Cup's been good too, like you were saying, tied up at two apiece now after Edmonton won last night in overtime. Been good. It's been fun to watch those finals. There's been a lot going on.
Is it the best Stanley Cup final you've ever seen so far?
Honestly, B-Mitch, I don't follow hockey all that closely, unless the Capitals are in.
Man, you got to follow hockey, man.
I'm not a hockey guy.
But I'm just saying, from what you've seen, have you been super excited?
Oh, yeah.
Entertained?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
it's probably the best you've ever seen.
It probably is then. Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, last night I was watching all types of stuff, and then you figure out where this game is going, and, you know, 3-0, you kind of turn it off, but then all of a sudden it's 3-3, and it's kind of going back and forth, and it's fun to watch. It's always fun to watch. I know.
See, that's the part I love.
JP's guy is McDavid.
That's the great part I love about hockey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
If it was a basketball game for the most part, football game for the most part, if they're up out like a 3-score game, you could basically shut it off. Not in hockey. And in hockey, if you got the number one seed against the 8 seed, you can't say the number one seed's automatically going to win.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the actual first line. You better make sure all four of those lines are great. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about it. That's why the games now with Edmonton and also the Panthers, all those lines have talent. They have somebody on those lines that you go, well, there, he could be on the first line. He could be on the second line. But they don't quit. They keep going. And I'll tell people, I played football all my life. I could basically, after the game, look at the score, look at the box score and stuff, and I could tell you exactly what happened in the game. I'm entertained when I'm watching hockey. I didn't grow up watching hockey. I didn't grow up knowing nothing about hockey. But when you see how fast they're moving on that lamb little blade, I am super entertained by that.
It's
I'm
incredible.
Entertained by football, but I can relatively tell you what's going to happen. Hockey, it's different, brother.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable. It's one of those games that's crazy because how do you even there's so many different factors. Like the ice is torn up as the period goes on and the puck can bounce weird and all these different things. Like, you know the conditions you're going to get on a football field generally. You know the conditions you're going to get on the basketball court it's just crazy all the different things that factor in when you're playing hockey. Do you catch it square? Is it a great pass? Is it bouncing?
Is it some bad ice?
Yeah, it's the crazy kind of stuff about it. It just can go all over the different places. So it's been a fun one to watch. B-Mitch, you in, you into this at all? It's Friday the 13th today?
Am I in a worrying about Friday the 13th? No. Friday the 13th, I have some great plans. Probably go play some golf.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
The only bad thing about Friday the 13th, we're at work. We could be playing golf somewhere.
That's true. You know? That's true. And all these roads closed, right?
Hey, man.
I ain't worried about the political stuff with it, whatever. I'm just saying, there's so many stinking roads closed trying to get in here.
Did we not do Bleep You yesterday?
We didn't do Bleep You yesterday. You know, it was a short show.
We need a special Bleep You for these roads closing. That's what we need. What the hell?
Make
man,
it a commute
I
hard.
Into D.C., back into Virginia, back to D.C. to get to work. Some of the streets are not going to be bothered?
I know.
Why you shutting them? What the hell?
How much of the golf did you watch yesterday?
I didn't watch any. I watched a little bit there on the thing that when we were sitting there. That was it.
It was fun to watch, and it kind of played out like I expected, B-Mitch, where early on you had Spawn go out and shoot that 66, and his front nine is where
and
he made
he
all that
left
hay.
It all right there.
Well, did you see that he made, I think it was something like 18 or of 19 putts inside 20 feet?
Yeah, and that worked for him. He didn't have
incredible.
A bogey yesterday. That was the most intelligent.
Incredible.
But the thing of it is, this is what I like. When we watch golf in those first few days, in the first day or so, we see a bunch of names that you don't see all the time. And the thing about golf is consistency. All right? You play golf. You go out and you play around for the most part. Can you put 18 good holes together?
I can barely put two, so
all
no.
Right? Imagine, he put 18 together. He has to come back today and try to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow and try to do it again. Does he have that wherewithal? You know, because you look at guys like Scotty has proven. Even Rory's proven it. Justin Thomas has proven it. You know, you can go through it. Koepka, proven it. Even as crazy as he is, DeChambeau, Jeff's best friend, he has proven he can put them together. Can Spawn put it together under these conditions consistently? Or was yesterday, that was his shot?
Well, and it kind of played out how I expected, where the early morning of the first day, when it's a little bit softer, there's still some dew on the ground, you can land it up close and it stays there, you're able to score a little bit. Not anymore. Right now, B-Mitch, there's only eight dudes under par. You've got Spawn at 4 under. Victor Hovland's had a heck of a day so far today. He's 4 under through 8 holes. He's now at 3 under. Thurston Lawrence.
Who has Hovland?
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure around here.
We have four team snake draft.
I'll have to look at that. Thurston Lawrence is also tied. He hasn't played yet. He shot a 67 yesterday. Sam Burns is also 4 under on the course today. Siwoo Kim at 2 under, and then three guys at 1 under. Brooks Koepka, Ben Griffin, and Thomas Dietrich. That's it.
I watched Brooks Koepka hit a shot yesterday. The ball hit the green, had a little spin, and looked like it had stopped. And the camera went away and it came back, and that ball was rolling.
It's still rolling.
You know, it had stopped, and then it
took off again.
It started rolling, and it rolled away about 15, 20 feet. So I don't know what the stimp they said the other day was 16. I don't know if it's still 16, is it faster or what, but 16 I don't want to see.
So
I'm scared of 16.
I'm trying to find the exact who it was. So earlier today, there was a guy on, I believe, hole number 2, and he hit an approach shot and didn't get all the way to where he wanted on the back of the green. And the ball continued to roll for 40 seconds away from the hole. 40 seconds.
See, there's certain little courses around here, some little secrets. I'll tell you one of them. What's that? You're going up. Oh, Lord, I forgot the whole name of the course now. But it's up 270. Little Bennett. Those greens don't get above the hole.
Yeah, you have no chance.
You could tap it. I mean, gently. And if it's above the hole, it's not stopping until it's off the green.
That's incredible. Yeah, yeah, I think watching these guys out here on this course, it looks so difficult. And you've got a couple of guys still taking advantage somehow. And then you got Scotty, who struggled. And I'm trying to find where he's at right now. He did not play well yesterday.
Yes, if Scotty's not in the fairway, he don't like that rough.
Well, and he doesn't have, like, he's a really good golfer, but he doesn't have the firepower of some of these other guys that can get through that kind of a rough.
Yeah.
Like a Bryson shot a 3-over yesterday. Scotty has not been great. Rory's at 4-over after he shot an opening round 4-over. Like, it's crazy to see some of these other guys that are able to have success, and then some of the top golfers that you would have thought would be in this thing are not having success. Like John Rahm shot 1-under yesterday. He's 3-over today. Cut line currently a 4-over. You got to think that's going to jump up to 5, 6, 7.
Get to the cut. You make the cut and see what happens. Scotty Scheffler right now is +4. He's +1 today. He's tied for 54.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one yesterday, B. Mitch.
Where I think the top 60-something go?
He was coming down the stretch, and he just completely missed his spot and rolled off the green. Number one player in the world.
They say the spot where golf will ruin some people. I saw a little headline on the email came in. Oakmont has the capabilities
100%
of ruining people.
I'm laughing. I was watching a bunch of stuff on Oakmont last night. It opened as a par 80, B. Mitch. A par 80. It probably should still be par 80. Be 100% honest.
Hey,
that's the only chance I'd have of even coming close to par if it's still 80. Might need to make it up to 90 if I'm
Will Chandler?
Chance. Yeah.
Will Chandler shot.
Rolled 40 seconds away. Just kept rolling and rolling.
Will Chandler is now +21.
Oh, man.
He was 13 over yesterday. He's 8 over so far today.
Well, credit to him for keep plugging away, because that's tough. That's tough.
No, he was +8 yesterday. He's +13 today. He's on 11th hole.
Next, I want to talk about Jaden Daniels. Do you believe that he's going to win an MVP at some point in his career? 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, do you believe Jaden is going to win an MVP at some point in his NFL career? We'll talk about it next year on B. Mitch and Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.